Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello, welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
We practiced that part this morning. And we're here with a very special guest today, actually. And it's always a special time when we get a chance to talk with someone whose voice you may know, but whose name you may not.
Exactly, Warren. And today, that gentleman's name is Rick Wasserman. Now, let me tell you, Rick is the voice of AMC. He's been the voice of HBO, Fox Sports, the UFC. He's been in numerous video games and animated projects. This guy really is a pretty big deal in the voiceover world. And his newest project is playing the Incredible Hulk in the new Marvel Comics animated feature film, Planet Hulk.
Does he have to get green to do this, do you know?
Don't make me angry, Warren. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Well, again, that's the nice part about voice acting. You can be in a lousy mood, but you get behind that microphone and it's all go, go, go.
That's right.
So you had a nice interview with him?
He had a lot of great stories to share about playing the Hulk, which, as you can imagine, sounded like it was a lot of fun.
So let's give it a listen.
A warrior who looks into the eyes of death and stands his ground.
All my life, I've moved from one fight to the next. Now I don't know what to do.
If you won't fight for us, at least fight for yourself.
A warrior with boundless strength, whose power knows no end.
This is impossible.
And this warrior shall strike down all evil. Unite all kingdoms.
Hear that? They think you're the savior of this planet.
They're wrong.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, not too much. I'm excited about Planet Hulk.
Yeah, it's fun.
Absolutely. Was it a lot of fun recording it?
It was. You know, we recorded it, I think, just in two sessions, maybe like a little pickup session here and there.
Wow.
So it was fast. You know, Hulk's not altogether chatty in this thing. You know,
True.
He doesn't have the kind of clever, cute quips that he might have had in other Hulk incarnations, but he's angry, and he's brooding, and he's alone.
Yeah.
So it was, those are not necessarily fun feelings. But it was a blast to be a part of that kind of Hulk lineage in history.
Which I was going to ask, kind of half joking, if, you know, were you like in a bad mood all day after you recorded the part?
Although I'll tell you what, it's very therapeutic playing the Hulk.
I bet it is.
Whatever rage you have inside certainly has an outlet when you get in that booth.
What are the challenges in trying to really bring to life this character who's so, you know, brutish and raw?
The big challenge is there's a few guys who do Hulk, mm-hmm. and they're completely brilliant. And it's there's no point in my trying to compete with them because I can't do what they do.
Right.
They're animals. They're amazing what they can do with their voices. So this Hulk, it was just going to be altogether different. And in fact, that's what the people who were casting the part were looking for, mm-hmm. just something different. This is a different Hulk. Like you say, he's brooding and kind of more introverted, and he's not funny. like he can be kind of in other Hulk storylines. But my preparation was I went out and got the graphic novel. I mm-hmm. read that. I saw where this thing wanted to live. I read the script, which is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
If you've read the comic and you've
yes, I have.
Seen the movie, you'll see that there's some differences. And then mostly talking to the writer and the vocal director about what they wanted. You know, they were very keen. They were very specific on what they wanted. They knew well before I walked in there what they wanted to hear. So it was a matter of getting me to do it.
And in those two sessions that you had, how many times did you have to record, you know, rawr? Because it seems like every minute or so.
Yeah, like the last session we had was all roar.
Right.
It was just almost from beginning to end was roaring. And for the most part, I didn't get to see any animation while I did this.
Oh.
I didn't get to see. There was maybe a couple sketches, some prelims, some mm-hmm. animatics, but that's it. I didn't get to see anything. So they had to describe to me what was going on. All right, you're ripping apart a giant metal worm like a FedEx package.
Right.
Give us that roar. Oh, okay. So, and, you know, I'd roar for a while, and they'd say, good, it's got to be a little longer, a little sharper, and bring it up at the end. So wow. It was like that. It's almost like singing.
Wow. That sounds it sounds like it was fun. Definitely.
I got a lot out that day.
I bet you did. Yeah. Well, how did you first come to be involved with the project?
I auditioned. And once I auditioned, I had to audition again. And then I had a call back, and then I had to go in, and they wanted to, they worked me.
Right.
You know, they made sure that they gave me enough direction to see if I could do what they wanted me to pull off, and I guess at the end they were satisfied.
You know, I thought the cast overall was pretty amazing and had some really good chemistry, which, having read the graphic novel, I think that's kind of an important aspect of the story, was that all the characters really have to, you know, kind of gel together. Did you guys interact at all, or was it, did everyone record everything separately?
Well, I don't know about everyone else. But I never got to record with anyone. And I think a number of people had already recorded before I walked in, which was pretty good. It meant that when I went in to record, I could hear what someone said before me as opposed to just reading it off the page.
Right.
So I could react more specifically to what was actually said or what people would hear.
Right.
That was lucky. And I have to say, not that I don't like being in a booth with other people. I'm part of another Marvel project right now where all the actors are in the room at the same time, which is great.
Right.
But for Hulk, and this particular Hulk, I think it really worked to everyone's advantage of my being alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where he is in his head, certainly, for most of Planet Hulk.
Right, so it fits the character.
Yeah, so it was a dark studio. They dimmed the lights. I don't think there were any lights on in the engineer's room, so it felt very kind of, it felt like Jim Morrison recording his final album. It was really dark and moody in there, and you know, I was just in a t-shirt and jeans, and I got to, you know, get a lot of aggression out.
Now, you've also done some documentary narration.
A lot of the narration I do has plenty of drama in it, which I like. You know, narration is fun because, for the most part, it is storytelling. I just finished up a series for MSNBC called The Squeeze, which I think is still airing, and that's about drug informants in Cook County Jail. And, you know, it's high drama, life and death, you know, gritty street drama. So they're all related. They're all kind of kissing cousins, all these voiceovers. And I kind of like the narrative through line of doing kind of documentary narration, especially when I'm really interested in what I'm talking about. I have been one of the voices for the UFC for years and years now,
mm-hmm.
And I happen to love the UFC. I love mixed martial arts. So when I get to do the narration for these specials for every big fighting match, I mean, I really enjoy myself. And then, you know, it's every day I'm doing HBO, AMC, Fox Sports, Discovery, you know.
Wow.
It's what keeps me busy.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. I'm very grateful for it.
So there you go. That was Rick Wasserman, the voice of the Hulk.
I dare you. I dare you to do that Hulk imitation again. That roar.
You like that?
That roar.
Rawr. Yeah. Well, that's why Rick got the job and not myself.
There you go. In a nutshell, folks.
I said don't make me angry, Warren.
That was a good interview. Very nice interview. And we want to thank Rick and, of course, Mike Spring for that piece of entertainment this afternoon, this morning, whenever you may be listening to us. And if you want to make a comment and tell us what you think or you have some suggestions for us, Mike, how do they get in touch with us?
You can email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com. We welcome your suggestions, your comments, your questions, requests for interviews, anything you can think of, send it our way. We'll read it and see what we can do.
Be nice. Be nice. And we'll...
Please be gentle.
Please be gentle, and we'll catch you again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Exactly, and today that Ventolman.
Does he have to get green to do this? Do you know?
I don't know. I have nothing to say. About that.
I threw you a loop.
Warren left me speechless. We welcome your questions, comments, suggestions for interviews, anything you want. Drop us a line, and we'll be happy to read it. Just terrible.